Treat two. What is up, everybody? Look at me, I am Chicago. What's up? Welcome back to I Got You Paid.
This is why I didn't want to
wind it up. Why? Oh, actually, it's perfect. It's perfect. Oh. It's perfect. She's sandwiched.
I want a sandwich. I want a turkey sandwich.
We literally just ate.
Did we?
It's your boy, Dad.
Yes, we did.
I'm Lila, and I'm still hungry.
You just had a whole donut that filled.
Big ass donut.
This whole plate.
No, it didn't.
As you see the leaving.
Where was that? Where was that from?
Donut Vault.
That place is smacking, y'all.
Is
if
it?
You're in Chicago, make sure to go there.
Like I said,
there's always a line. My friend woke up early and went and got in the line.
Because you don't have a choice. Because if you don't get up and go, they're going to be sold out by 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. So you don't have no choice. And they were almost sold out of everything by the time I got there.
And he is.
And I'm Will. We always get derailed by food.
Right. Always.
Stop making me think about food.
And this is I Got You Peg, live from Chicago. We live. Of course, I am higher than
wow.
A pigeon's pussy right now.
Wow, period.
To be very honest,
that's a lot to unpack.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm
looking down here, and I need to look up here.
I always look down here. I'm
just astounded that you're able to function like that when I'm that high. That's
because I smoke sativas. Okay, fun. Yeah.
Oh,
so we'll get some stuff that made me melt into the floor and the floor
that's
trying
fucking
to eat
indigo.
We're not going to keep talking about
and
this.
I said, and the floor went, yes.
Because your crazy ass took 30 grams at one time.
You're lying. I just drank that juice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a lot.
For somebody that is not a heavy user.
That's a nibble, pretty much.
Yeah. Somebody that's not an heavy user.
No, because I smoked the weeds that one time, like 2 years before that.
And smoking a weed was probably like.
That was my first time. And then I was choking. I couldn't breathe.
Probably like, you got to watch. Probably about a good 2-3 grams. Yeah. Versus 30 all at one time. Yes.
How much is a gram with your finger? Show me.
I can show you upstairs later. So normally, you know, we do a quick catch up, but we can't catch up because we've been like together for the last 2 days.
We've been everywhere in Chicago.
Yeah.
Literally everywhere between 95th and Howard up north. We have been there today. And it was amazing fun. And we got to hang out with our BJ.
Yes.
Hi, BJ. And Dad's had to help me figure out how to raise a 3-year-old in the middle of Chicago.
Let me tell you something.
Birth control, y'all. He's the love of my life.
Shout out to you.
But that's it.
All the single parents out there, shout out to all the parents. Because y'all doing it. You're doing it. And, you know, I hope that you're doing it well because it's hard. I'm out here just trying to, you know, learn to be positive parenting just to the little ones around me. And it is very hard to take no out of your lexicon for a child, but I'm working my way around no's and stops and things like that, because that's not supposed to be like it's supposed to be like do you think that should stuff like that, but yeah.
And for his age, it's really what if we did this instead, or how about we try this?
See.
Or do you want to do this, or do you want to do this?
Okay,
you choose
option.
Meanwhile, I'm just nigga no.
And that's the problem. That's
why, stop it.
That's why he only played with you. And that's why he told me I was his best friend.
Well, he tells me that every day, too. He tells you that.
He don't mean it. He just be trying to make you feel better.
You think he means it when he tells it to you?
Yes, because I'm his best friend.
No, it's because he's a manipulative
motherfucker. No, he's 3 years old and he's adorable.
He's 3 years old and he's getting and a good grasp of how this world works.
And his little awesome beauty mark right here. And how he got matching scratches on the side of his nose because he keeps jumping and face planting on my carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he does that.
Just like he told me upstairs, oh, scared. Oh, you want grapes? Oh, grapes? Nigga, let's go. Get some grapes.
Multiple things can be true, William. Mm-hmm. He can be scared and want grapes. Like, I am sleepy and want a turkey sandwich. But I know I will make it and then not eat it.
Oh, that would be a way. See, we don't play.
And then I'm going to be
we
bad.
We don't play with God like that.
We don't do that.
Just so tomorrow.
What's the eat out by the thing tomorrow?
Nothing. We've talked about this.
We're going to eat at the hotel. At my hotel. It's okay.
They got restaurant.
Yes. Yeah, it's a full restaurant and bar. No, it's a full restaurant and bar.
But it's like your restaurant. Right?
It's a nice one, yeah. I don't say the bullshit. Come on out.
We didn't do that while we was downtown. We were supposed to go to the Ransom Block. We'll see if we can walk around. Do I love that place?
Well,
we can do that now. I'll be back this summer.
But tomorrow we're going to be going to Exotica. So excited about that. So look forward to some footage from that. That's going to be popping up here, there.
Erotica, Exotica. Kind of sad. A lot of my favorites ain't going to be there. It is.
Did they say why? Because you said they was all coming before. Did people talk about why they aren't coming? Is it like the weather or?
Yeah.
And we hope to meet some new ones that we're going to be bringing to y'all. Some new folks that's probably doing some more wild and crazy things for y'all to enjoy and learn about.
Was there a show called Wild and Crazy Kids? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just made me think about that.
Oh, sorry. Because you got sleepy brains. We doing a late night recording, though. So you're getting sleepy brains.
It's all about late rare. Night. They mean it is 8:38 Central.
I wasn't even going to put her out there like that.
It's late
but
night.
But I'm not going to hold y'all. By about 7:45, I'd be like, here's your child. Goodbye. I go upstairs to my room. I get naked. I lay in my bed. And then I finally respond to all of my text messages. I call the demon. And me and her be on the phone while also responding to the group chat. And then my mama call or my daddy call or both of them call, and I talk to them and then they complain about me being naked, but I'm like, it's my house.
I love her night routine. It's
oh my absolutely. Bad. I got the strength.
So yeah, we have a rare
I literally
appearance.
Didn't even realize I was doing it.
Y'all remember back in the early days when we got Sleepy Brainly? Mm-hmm. Back in the early days, like episode 4, season 1.
I really didn't realize I was doing it.
All right, we're gonna make it work, baby. It's gonna be okay. Y'all, it's gonna be all right.
I didn't even know I was being on TikTok.
Pray for it. So let's
did y'all see that fast?
That was
cracking me up.
I didn't realize what you were doing.
Oh no.
And because of you now, I just lost everything. Son of a where did it go? Let's get into the show. This one actually is a good one. So
my glasses are dirty.
Well, the foolery of the episode, and it's a good one. Do funny people really get the draw?
Well, I'm hilarious, and I definitely get draw.
And I'm here now. And I'm looking at this through the screen. I'm right here.
I think. A good sense of humor definitely does help in some cases. Some people find humor to be very attractive.
I had your draws on the other day.
Sure. Yeah.
Remember when your child locked me out the house in your boxers
mm-hmm.
and my motor coats?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been a week, y'all.
That was
last week.
It was today. Yes. Today's Thursday.
Friday. That was last week.
Did I ask you that earlier?
Yes. Sleepy mm-hmm. Brain Leela. Right.
I will say, yeah. Yeah.
They do. Why are you playing with your ear?
I know. I think it takes like a sort of intelligence and wit to like find somebody that's.
To not fart jokes.
Yeah. To like find somebody that's funny, attractive. You know what I mean? Like somebody can be funny and then the other person just doesn't get it how they're funny.
There was a chick in Florida that I did not find any way attractive for me. Mm. Just like what I am normally accustomed to, whatever. None of that. We sat at the bar and when I tell you, like one, I'm already a goofy motherfucker. And I love to laugh. Mm-hmm. But like, she just had me sitting there crying for like 2 hours. Like, never met each other, whatever. And she was like, you should go back to my hotel. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to your hotel. I am. Never seen her from nothing. Ever.
And never heard from her again.
Never. But she was a funny bitch. And I know that there are some where I'll be like, you know what? I know I can get this one. Let's make them laugh.
Yeah.
Is that what your ass was doing?
Another notch. Oh, don't do it.
I don't know what she's talking about.
He knows what I'm talking about. That's all that matters. Don't be embarrassed now.
Oh, and I am red as fuck. Wow, Leela just called me all the way.
Why did you take my phone from me?
You know what?
This is your fault. If my brain has something else to do.
So I'll speak to, yeah, that I kind of had a situation like that where a girl just was making
You're
me
sweating now.
Like, you know, like that just rocked me, bro. Like, damn. Sorry. Oh, you never told me? We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it later. Possible deniability.
I don't know. I got an idea, but I'm not.
We've been all up in these Chicago streets.
So what have you
literally
thinking?
Could be anything.
Yeah. I probably know what's going on, but I ain't gonna speak on.
Oh, word won't go.
So yeah. It was a girl I really wasn't messing with like that, looks wise, but damn, she made me laugh.
Was it me?
No, it was not you, because you're beautiful. Leela, sleepy brain.
My mom said
I thought this episode was going to be sleepy brain.
My mom said I looked like a possum when I was born.
Hey, well, we all look like things. I looked like a...
Well,
like
my baby was wet, adorable.
I looked like a wet paper bag when I was born.
You had a funny shaped head, yes, as a baby.
I looked like a wet paper bag with a whole bunch of hair.
You just had a big ass head.
Like, I was just lying.
Why like would you be slimy? They said,
even when, like, I'm...
After they cleaned you, I don't know.
You have to call Joan and Beth for that one.
I know. Slimy.
They said, you do.
It's just a wet, slimy bag.
Cleaned you off and you were still oozy-goozy.
So what was going on with you? But back into it. I think there are some, like, there's some ways where you trying to be funny,
mm-hmm,
and can end up. Now, that's happened more so. Somebody trying to be funny has turned me off.
Mm.
Trying too hard.
Yeah.
The try hard. Yeah.
Especially when, did you see, what was his child's name? Drewski? He was talking about the guys that try to,
yes,
be funny too hard,
yes,
but they be dragging their.
I grew up with two.
Like, you trying to put me out and make me look crazy
to make sure that she don't want you.
But yeah. And by that extension, I actually like feel bad for your friend and really don't want to fuck with you, because like, who does this to their man? Like, who does that?
I grew up with two of them.
Like, you
and a lot of the time, like, that's how those are weird. Oh. I liked you because she don't go for the one that was trying to be funny. She go for the one that was, you know, okay, bro, whatever. Go for him. And then now he mad and wanted her from day one.
Because it's one thing to be funny. It's another thing to be trying to, like, be a clown and be a fool. Like, that's different. Those are like clowns and fools to me.
I mean, how did Eddie Murphy get in the cold? Murphy. Because he got hurt before he was big.
Yeah.
No one will ever understand.
And
eventually, she stopped finding him funny too. Everything but them little chicks.
Cause she's still getting those, right?
Every day.
Okay, she said, "Oh no, there won't be a marriage over here."
Uh-uh.
Okay.
You remember that show she was on with all them people?
She about
Prince's ex-wife, R. Kelly's ex-wife.
She might show up on Beverly Hills. Whatchamacallit?
Mm.
Housewives. Mm. That's for another show.
But yeah, child, like, we were just in the car talking about how this topic, because we were talking about the episode, and I was like, Eddie, don't do it for me. Chris Rock and his brother, what's his brother's name?
Tony
Rock, don't do nothing for me.
Yeah, he had her.
Michael Che, I do find attractive. but like not but to the do, way so of other you, people. So but I think you, he's funny.
So do you find humor attractive? Is that, you know, you just might not find humor attractive?
I just like people.
I find humor attractive.
Humor is not a quality I'm inherently looking for, but I typically am around people that are funny.
And my thing, but then you have to find my humor funny too. Because I can be like dry humor to just like.
You both got to have the same funny bone.
Too. Like the British version of The Office dry?
I could be that dry
humor. We be laughing all the time.
I can be that dry humor, or then I could be us, the normal raunch, ridiculous, Eddie Murphy raw.
I like dad jokes.
Dad jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a friend for you. Yeah. He's going to be on the podcast.
Hopefully. I like to call my parents. Tell them the dad jokes.
Yeah.
Dad jokes ain't going to get you laid.
Then I make them laugh at me.
It might.
So, apparently, dad jokes will get Leela laid.
It doesn't take
much. Well, it didn't. It don't do nothing. I'm a horse, but it don't do nothing for me. Her dad jokes don't do nothing for me.
Like,
I mean, it might do something for somebody.
Let us know if dad jokes just get you there.
Yeah, you know, it might do something for somebody. Somebody might like them dad jokes and get them going. They might find that type of humor attractive.
So this is the limit we're talking right now. But I just thought about, like, there's in their episode of Sex and the City where like the dude can't come unless he's like, you stupid country, stupid whore, you stupid bitch or something like that.
Okay.
Pretty sure. It's like in season two. Like I've only seen a few. I remember that one.
Like, of course.
What if like, in order to make her come, he had to tell her dad jokes while fucking.
What do you call noodles that's undercover? What? An imposter.
Funny, but not too funny. Okay. So
let me go to my room. I told y'all I was tired.
For the fuckery of the episode, you get a twofer today. So I'm going to hand you back your phone. Ma'am, I'm handing you back your phone so you can get your sex record. So no TikTok, only please, because I feel like she's about to hold you hostage. Hold the episode.
No.
You're going to get the sex worker of the episode as well as Sex Hall of Fame. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
My sex worker is Young Goku on IG. YUNGOKUU. _ and I'll just go ahead and do the Twitter. On Twitter, it's the same without the underscore. YUNGOKUU. Young Goku. So yeah, just lots of cosplay. Cute little gal. Not really like her Foxy Brown. Cosplay cracks me up. Foxy Brown and the Thugnificent from Boondock.
Oh, God.
Thugnificent. Stump him in the nuts.
You want to go next, Lena?
Yeah. So, my person is, come on now, Lil Wild Minx, and it's LilWildMinx on Twitter. Now, I don't know if it's a thing or whatever, excuse me. But y'all know I like nerdy knackers. So it's just one of those things where if you
a nerdy knacker.
Knackers, but nerd girl.
Explain, because I don't know this one. What is nerdy knacker?
I don't know. I made it up.
Huh?
I made it up.
Nerdy niggas.
Oh.
Knacker.
Yes, sure.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was like, I was very confused.
So anybody that's the cosplayers really be, look at this, very ethereal, fairy style cosplay. She's lingerie. Yeah. And the artistry, just the ideas, the picture she takes. But again,
so if you like
lots of really great content, seeing stuff like this, like just sexy nerd girls living their best life, doing their cosplays, having fun. At the end of the day, you should be laughing and enjoying your life and doing all the things that make you happy. And if you can do them at the intersection of your nerdiness, I love that about you. And I love that for you. So Lil Wild Minx definitely hits all those tickers for me. Gorgeous person. It says blogger, podcaster, sexy, creative, Trekkie, just a black pansexual, polyam, polymath, in love with tea sharing her random thoughts and titty. Gang, gang.
Bang, bang. All right. So mine, I stumbled onto like 2 weeks ago. And she's actually a Detroit girl, so a hometown girl for me. Her name is Chyna Sinclair. And her at on Twitter is at Nut and Me BBY. So NutinMeBBY. She says she's
like the donut emoji.
No, that's someone else that follows her. That also follows me. The prettiest squirter. She is on OnlyFans and she has a free OnlyFans, like for previews and stuff. Her pinned tweet says, pretty pussy joy. Let my voice guide you to the edge. And so she's all about sexting, video chats, video calls, and videos for sale. And she is fetish friendly. She is a sexy BBW, tatted up.
D4L. I feel like that'd be on discount. Y'all from Detroit, y'all know them people, don't you? Don't know how you black people from Detroit know each other.
We're not doing this right now. So check her out. And she is a... I love it when they gift themselves. It's she's a squirter.
What is that?
Nothing that I want.
That was stressful to see.
Very. Why would you show me that? All right. Next up for the episode is going to be Sex Hall of Fame. Did you get yours? You want to start with yours?
Mine is, I want an after sex snack and no one appreciates it.
You said that last time.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
So she meant it.
You're being a nurse now.
And that last time, that
it should the episode be Nerdy Knocker or Sleepy Brain?
Sleepy Brain. That's going to be the whole way through. All right, so I'll take that out. So you think of another one in the meantime.
All right.
You go ahead.
So I'll start. Sex Hall of Fame for me right now in life. The app Jack. It's been especially with my travels lately. It's been good.
What's Jacked for the kids that don't know?
It's a app, much like Grindr. Male and trans folks are on there.
I'm trying to make him use the app while he's here because I want to see stuff that's going to be happening. Not like stuff that's going
to be happening. She's trying to see her name, if any of my neighbors are on here. And a few of them are.
I love that for them. I love that for them. But also, take, what's it called? The preps and all those things.
Stay
magnific.
Discovery, call me. Let's do a commercial. Why not?
Discovery feels like a vacation destination.
That's the one they always be dancing on. It literally, they advertise it on Jet.
Somebody explain to me why the urge to have people dancing and hiking when they're on medication or for a tampon commercial. Why is that a thing?
It's a whole marketing thing that actually a black man helped to develop. True story.
The dude that ran
all of McDonald's marketing and shit. No.
Because they be doing the white girl. What?
Literally. There was a whole NPR podcast about it. We'll talk about it later. But
seriously. Riding on a fucking horse. I don't get it. I don't understand.
But yeah, Jacked, it's been good for me. So thank you.
Linen sheets. They are cool. They're soft. And honestly, I'm one of those textural people where if we're doing stuff, because I'm also a grabber, holder on to the sheeterer. I don't know how else to say that, like a normal person. But I need my environment to be conducive to sweat. And I also get hot quick. Dez keeps lying and saying I keep trying to freeze him out while he's here at the house.
My God in heaven. This woman. Whew, when I tell you a brisk 68 in the car at all times.
It was amazing, first of all.
When it's 50.
My child is fine. You should be fine too.
Sorry, I'm adding linen sheets to on Amazon.
But yes, linen sheets. And we also only sleep on white sheets in this house. Every bedroom in our house has white linen sheet or white sheet. They will all have white linen sheets. But honestly, white linen sheets, get the good quality kind. They help reduce overheating, sweating. They clean really easily, soft to the touch. Like I said, if you're someone who's textural and you need your whole environment to make sense for you, the math is mathing, get you some linen sheets. Black folks with hair, still wear your bonnet because linen in our hair sometimes is not the best match. So still wear your bonnets. I'm bald as shit, but I still wear that bonnet. So.
And my item for the Sex Hall of Fame is the crotchless panties.
Crotchless panties? You got some in there?
No.
I have some of those. I just realized I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's mine. I love a good crotchless panty.
Mm-hmm. I like wearing your panties too.
Why do y'all like
wearing his boxers? I don't know. It excites me. It gets me going. Or whatever they said on that Kanye song.
Mm-hmm.
Except for when I get locked out of my house by a 3-year-old wearing bright red boxers with a hole in the front. It was a rough week.
That was last week again.
And now we go on to the whole shit.
I told y'all it was funny.
This week for the whole shit. Sex expectations versus reality. Kick us off.
So, you know, where you have your whole thing planned out in your head about how this encounter is going to go. You have the whole thing planned out. I'm going to do this, that. And then the reality of it is, y'all humped and bumped for like 5 minutes, and that was it. You had the whole thing planned out in your head that you were going to be humping and bumping until the next day, but it only lasted 5 minutes. You only held in there for 5 minutes, or they only held in there for 5 minutes. That's not. It's like how did you end up there? I mean, did you have any conversation? Did you let them know what type of encounter that you wanted this to be?
Yes. And then they said, oh, why you gotta go so many rounds? What's up with that? What? I didn't know. I didn't realize this was going to trick me as much as, like, I didn't realize.
Dez clearly felt personally victimized.
I didn't realize.
Felt judged and seen.
That's so, did they agree to the encounter? Like, y'all talked about
they
it like
really agree, like we're gonna go up first.
No, not
as that. Like, I know you learned.
Not in that type of way, like we're gonna go off. Right? But it's like,
yeah, they know.
How long do you, like, you have the conversation? How long do you normally have intercourse?
Put on South Park, yeah. And we gonna be done halfway between the episode when they're trying to teach Cartman a lesson. Like, that's about it. It's not last.
Like, do you like to go long? Do you like to go short? Like, how do you know? Like, what is your normal intercourse like?
Every
five of those conversations.
I want three rounds.
Mm.
Okay. Three from you, one from me, and we're good.
Mm.
That's how I like to go.
Mm. Okay. Now, see, that's a conversation to have.
And it's always had.
Mm.
Always had. And with some people, it's just like, boom, yes. Like, it started out that way. And now it's like, come on, bro. And I'm like, yes, what's going on? And it's upsetting. And it's almost hurtful.
Mm.
But then it's not hurtful because apparently, like, I don't want to say that. Apparently, I just know what to do. I just know exactly what to do, how to do it to get it right the first time.
Mm.
To the point that they just apparently can't within the time frame.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah, but still, even if you had that conversation, if you had that conversation, then they're not holding up their end of the bargain.
Be less good.
Then it's no point.
What did Trimamanda say? I have to shrink myself.
What do you want to do? Okay. Teach women to shrink.
Okay.
To make themselves. What? I just had to look the poem up for the other podcast I recorded yesterday. It just happens that y'all keep making me think about other shit I've done this week.
It's amazing. I mean, life is all about managing expectations.
And it's also like a box of chocolates.
Because either way it goes, even a sex, you never know what you're going to get. This is true.
Sometimes you get a nut, sometimes you don't.
That would be a perfect one of those bad shows. During sex.
So I got plenty of them.
But yeah, you know, you just got to manage the expectations and know that you're working with humans. Mm-hmm. It's rude. I'm just saying. Sometimes it's rude. When I give out the expectation, you start meeting it. Like, right now, I should be firing. If this was a job as the Capricorn.
Firing, you can't get a write-up. Hmm? You can't put them on a PIP.
Depending on their performance. Like, if it was just horrible.
Performance is still great. It's the fact that I want more.
No, I'm saying, like, that's right. So I'm saying, like, if they were good.
Like, I'm
if they were decent weird. And then you wanted more. Okay, now we can go on a PIP. But if they were just horrible. And then you still want more.
I'm saying it's great, and I still want more.
Okay.
Like, that's what, like, it's just like, I shouldn't be walking out of the house singing Britney Spears, give me more. Like, like, I should be walking out Etta James at last. You know?
What?
No.
Do you know that's one of my favorite all time songs?
I do know that. I remember that. But yeah, so it's just. Sorry.
That was his humble brag moment.
No, that wasn't even a humble brag. Like,
that was just his.
And they see his triggering eyebrows.
His triggering moment.
Chop, chop, chop.
But also, like, why do people not like to be funny during sex?
I don't know, because I don't have that problem. I'd be cracking up.
Like.
They think you're supposed to be sexy and dumb. I was like, no. Sometimes you be sexy
and film crack a joke.
And don't let the TV be on loud enough for me to hear it.
That's another.
I'm laughing at that and still getting what I'm doing.
That's another expectation. Like, you want this.
Y'all know I can multitask.
This sexual scene, smoke in the air and low blue lights. And you see all
this. Y'all got asthma or allergic to outside and you want smoke? Y'all have sinus.
Okay.
Ooh, the environment.
Because, I'm sorry, allergies. How do you live with
my child has been sneezing all week. And I'm like, I keep trying to have an alarm at the daycare, it's allergies. And it is, but it's like.
Sneezy little thing.
Boogers everywhere. You said. However, but it doesn't have to be a smoke filled room. It don't have to be Bordeaux lights and like it don't have
that's
to be
why people, that that's why that. Some people can't have that sense of like comedy about themselves. Because if they're
can't hands, laugh at no, yourself.
No, what? I can. We can have a full on set mood with the diffuser running or the incense going with the sexy, you know, lights in the background and the low. And like, we can have all of that and still we can crack a joke here and there.
Agree.
While getting moans out, while still talking dirty. Like,
just multitasking.
It's serious sexy time.
No.
Serious sexy. I'm there to have a good time, all right?
Because that's what they've been programmed.
The soundtrack of sex also should have laughter and slaps and like talking and all sorts of things. Like,
but is that what is that what they've seen?
I was just never mind. I was picturing like, what would that sexual soundtrack actually look like? Side A's, like a laugh track for the clap claps. I don't know. Like, what does that mean? I need someone to put that on.
Okay, and someone's never slapped your ass like in the middle of it.
Right, but that's what I need on vinyl. I just need a bunch of slap noises and get
it. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, and then the rebuttal laughter or whatever, and then like that breaks you out, but then you know, fall into a kiss and roll over and keep going. Like, those things actually do happen.
Right.
Part of our funny shit is we realize we're old. It's like, oh yeah, baby, I don't be like that no more. You looking for 2008 Leela. This is the 2022 model. She don't do that. We don't do that no more. I was like, you better reach that. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, they send me to the ER. Hilarious.
That is an expectation thing. Like,
stretch.
You can't be trying to manhandle. That.
Right, but what
I do they do see? Those things no more. I don't know why he think I do. Cause every time I be like, no, you put that lid right back where you put it. Right back where you found it. Leave me alone.
As our friend said, I didn't know she had those moves. You still got them moves. You're just being funny right now.
My friend,
you still got them
made
moves.
Me go to aerial yoga that rope that hang you upside down.
Yes, you did say something about that.
Say it don't do that no more.
We went somewhere else, like a little bit after that, and they were like, "I was like, don't look at me this way." I mean, you can, but
Mella still got it, baby. Okay, you cool.
So, like I said, she trying to be Miss Funny. No, legs still go things.
Hit some yoga.
I want that family from Boca Loca.
That yoga, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
talk about how.
No, we'll get to that later. We're gonna get you off.
Can we go get the omelet at both?
We'll talk, maybe.
Let's not go down the food.
Right.
Let's not do it.
My fingernail, two fingernails broke today, and I'm very hurt by this.
So why? I mean, so how do you manage the expectation?
You just gotta be real with yourself and real with whoever you with.
See, like
you can come in with expectations, but don't think like that's necessarily what's going to happen.
Yeah. That's why I'm very transparent when talking to people, especially within a hookup situation. Mm-hmm. It's like that. This is what I'm willing to offer. We can open negotiations just a bit.
Open negotiations.
But here are my hard no's already.
So here's my question. Let's loop it back to the earlier conversation when you talked about jacked. Is this stuff you put on your profile, or is this like
for the most part?
Because since I don't use the apps, I don't know how detailed you get. How you supposed to be?
You can get very detailed. Yeah, people could be writing essays and things like that. Like,
I'm not reading a dissertation.
People do. Like, but then also, I leave certain things open to within conversation because I have to be able to have a conversation with someone to see if I want to hook up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not like I'm looking for the red flags and stuff like that with it.
Would be your screen name.
What? Anyways. So like,
jeez, that's a lot of stuff.
That way there's no confusion.
I thought you weren't old enough to beat this. You'd be 40.
No, over. Well, on there, that's my body. We're not doing that.
Well, you explained it to me the other way.
I know, I did, but Yeah.
So I tried to make him a bear. You said no.
Yeah.
Because he's not old enough.
He wasn't. Yeah. But it's different when you're in the community. We'll talk about the hierarchy.
Let's talk about that.
Body type. I was going to say, we'll do the gay hierarchy.
The the stratification system, what it means to belong to the LGBTQIA+ community.
The alphabet.
The queer categorization system.
I love how she just pulled that one out of nowhere. Gang, gang. The first time I've been super hot in this house.
Oh, I actually just fell asleep for a little bit.
Wow.
My body kind of was like, and steam.
Nice. Anything else you want to talk about?
We're going to go ahead and wrap that up, I think.
All right, everybody. That's it for us today.
Catch us out at Exotica.
Yes.
If you are... not that you're going to see it anyway.
Patreon, right?
This is going to be, we're going to put that on Patreon. But I was saying not that they're going to, this episode going to be out.
Right.
In a couple weeks.
That's
going to be over.
That part doesn't count. But hopefully we get to meet some amazing people and get to bring them onto the show for y'all while we are there tomorrow. And yeah,
It's going to be a good time. And Dez will also be back here in the summer. And I think we're going to go back to Detroit, Cleveland in the summer too. So we'll get to hang and do all of this magic in person again. And I promise to be awake.
She won't.
I'm lying.
Not if it's late. After 7:30.
Right. Mm-hmm. So make sure to follow us everywhere that I have to stop saying that one. Make sure to follow us. Make sure to follow us everywhere. And for our Patreon Peggies, thank you so much. More content is coming for you. We do promise. And until next time.
And thank you, Cutie Pie Rachel. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Special shout out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, girl. Bye, y'all.
Bye, please.
Wait, what's she doing?